According to Eric Weinert, president of the Hawaii Papaya Industry Association, farmers devastated by Kilauea's lava flows are still waiting to hear what government assistance, if any, might be coming. What they need is new land and especially capital to start over. Kilauea's East Rift Zone eruptions, which started in May, caused $28 million in damages to farms, according to state officials. Floriculture and nurseries, papayas and macadamia nuts, all sustained millions in damages to crops, lands, or facilities. The papaya industry has been especially hard hit, as most of the state's crops were grown in the lower Puna area, regarded as the best place in the islands to grow the crop. Weinert himself is an example. He's also general manager of Hawaii operations for Kalavo Growers. Its 700 acres of papaya farmland are intact, but inaccessible, surrounded on all sides by lava flows. Orchard growers have been hard hit as well. In 2017, the industry was valued at $78 million and had seen healthy growth since 2014. Eric Tenoye, president of the Hawaii Floriculture and Nursery Association, fears the industry may lose 10% of its value. Recovery will be tough. Outside of Puna, the area of Keaau could be a new home for papaya farmers, but the land there is overgrown, and the Hawaii Farm Bureau estimates that clearing it could cost anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 per acre. The Bureau is working with state and county officials, as well as the private sector, to explore public-private partnerships, grants, and reduced land rents to make it feasible for farmers to start over. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.